We're in Simen Kuf Samach Beis. We're up to Sif Hei, and we will be doing Sifim Hei through Zayin. Mitoch Ma Shekasavnu. From what we wrote, from what we learned so far, Yisba'er Locha, it should become clear, Dahod Yad Nidma B'Shif Shuf Kavrata, when does a hand become Tomei by touching the other hand? Dafka B'Notol Yodo Achas V'Chakach Shif Shufa B'Chavrata. That's only if you washed one hand and then you touched it with your other hand, which is not yet tohor. Avlim rotzol litol b'tchilas shtei yadav ka'achas. But if you want to wash your two hands together, even though they're touching, notel d'shteihen nechshavos kiyad achas. You can have your two hands touching as you're washing. In fact, the ideal thing if someone else is washing you is that you rub your hands together as you're being washed. The ain metamos zo as zo, they're not metama one another. Even if several people put their hands next to each other and they're touching, ozel gavze, even one on top of the other. Kiyat achas kashiva ve'ain metama zo as zo. If they all wanted to become Torah at the same time, they're not metama one another. Now, based on what we learned before, the Mishnah Berurah spoke out. That what you have to do is make sure you have a revius for every two people. Anytime you have more than two, you need the next revius. That was because the halacha is you have to wash merevius, and if you have more than one person, you should really have needed another revius, but the halacha of shiurei tara allows you to use one revius for two, but two revius for three, two revius for four, three revius for five. So if you're washing together, the fact that you're touching hands, it's all considered one netila, and nothing is metame anything else. Sivav. Notol shtei yodav, zuli atzma v'zuli atzma. You washed each hand on its own. Mayim rishonim. V'nimlach kishenotla mayim shniim v'yigi yodav zol lezol v'shafar al shteyin ka'achas. For Mayim Shniyim, he puts the two hands together and pours on them. Yodav Tmeos, the two hands are Tamei. Ipnei Shekeshet Sirav, Yodav Zola Zola, Kabbalah Mayim Ashniyim, Nitmu Yodav Min Giyasun Zola Zo. The Mayim Shalgav Yad Zo, Metama Mayim Shalgav Yachavarta. Vagam Es Hayad, Ukshanot Las Ashniyim, Lo Tiris Arishonim. What happened? When you touch the other hand, water from the first went on the second, water from the second went on the first. So now you have Mayim Tmeim sitting on hands that became, where the water became Tamei from a different hand. We learned the rule that Mayim Shniim could only be Matar water that became Tamei from this hand. Here, you washed Mayim Rishonim on hand A, Mayim Shniim on hand B. You then touched each other, the two hands touched each other. Each hand now has water that became Tamei from the other hand. Mayim Shniim won't work. Kiven shenitmas machmas kavrta, because Mayim Rishonim is only matar water that became tamei from the hand itself. Ela adarabba, gama shniyim nitmu, the halach is that even the Mayim shniyim became tamei behen, but tzarech lenagev yodov a little shneim ka'achas, you have to dry your hands and wash over again. Hagov a kolshken li zoher, shelo yiga biyodo sheshofach lehem pamachas li yodo hasheni sheshofach leh shtei pamim. I washed Mayim Rishonim on both hands, I washed Mayim Shniyim only on one hand. That hand should not touch the hand that I only washed once. Here the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, according to the Shita, that once you've totally been Mitar your hand, by washing Mayim Shniyim, that hand cannot become Tameh again. This halacha would not apply. It's only the other Shita that holds that even though you've washed already Mayim Shniyim, but you haven't finished washing your hands and drying them, you could still become Tameh. Siv Zayin, im shivshev yodav zo bezo, yizor shlo yiga chutz bimokim shenoflu bo mayim. If you are rubbing your two hands together, make sure you're not touching any other part of the hand. If then shemetama zo ezo. So the Mishnah Berurah says this is going with the shita that you only have to wash your fingers. So when you're rubbing your fingers together, don't touch the part of the hand that wasn't washed. Because that, we said, although it's tameh, there's no chiyuv netila on it, but it could be metameh your finger, and the mayim shniyim isn't going to work anymore. So, we, who paskin that you have to wash all the way to your wrist, this halacha wouldn't apply.